Time to talk Riverside girls basketball now on our locker room chats here with head coach Tim Stillman. Johnny came back with you, and well, the Riverside girls had a tough start, played extremely well in these last two games. On Friday against Royal Valley, came up just short, 51-45. Same thing on Tuesday, built a double-digit lead, can't hold on, a 51-46 loss at Sabetha. So, Coach, you've had really good stretches here, really all season long in the last couple of games, just haven't been able to pull them out. Just what have you looked at here in these last two especially?
Kind of a thing of we're getting too complacent, we get a lead, and we just come out and we're holding the ball. And, one of the girls kind of said it last night, it seemed like we look at the scoreboard and we think we can go into cruise control, and instead of just keeping the foot on the gas pedal, we just kind of get relaxed.
Yeah, I know last night against Sabetha, Taylor Weiser got you off to a really good start. She looked fantastic, and then when she got into a little bit of foul trouble, that's when Sabetha made their run. So first of all, we'll start there. What did you see from Taylor last night?
Well, we worked a lot on finishing moves all weekend practice, and she just wasn't comfortable with contact. So we worked on a lot of finishing moves, getting her used to contact and kind of getting her shot adjusted when there is contact. And I think it paid off really well for her.
Yeah, and then off of that, when she went out of the game with a foul trouble, that's when Sabetha made their run. Are you right now trying to kind of find somebody on top of Taylor that can kind of add to what she can do offensively? Is that where things sit right now?
Yeah, right now, and Morgan Miller finds her groove and is able to give us a good 6-8-10 points off the bench. And Sophie Jewell, she holds it down pretty well, but just not as skilled as Taylor. But, Sophie gave me 8 good points and 6 good rebounds last night. So I think the adjustment that Coach Bauman made at halftime with putting pressure on Hallie kind of made the difference in the game. So we're going to look at some game film and see what kind of adjustments we can make to kind of alleviate that pressure when Taylor gets in foul trouble.
Now, one more final game here before the holiday break on Friday on the road at Perry LeCompton. What are you looking at here with this final game before the break now?
I'm just hoping that we can figure out what we're doing there after halftime and just stay vigilant of what we're doing. One of the biggest things we talk about in the locker room is our commitment and, the commitment to staying on top of things and not getting complacent. And I think last night we just got really complacent in the second half, and it showed. So we're just going to figure out what we need to do, make some adjustments in our offense, and we're going to focus a lot on our defense. Help side really wasn't there last night. The Krebs girl was able to get downhill on a lot of layups, and, we're just going to fix where our adjustments need to be tonight.
Well, Coach, wish you the best of luck against Perry LeCompton coming up on Friday. Thank you for taking the time. We appreciate it. Enjoy your holiday break.
Same to you. I appreciate it. Look forward to talking to you again.
All right, Coach. Thank you. Tim Stillman, head coach of the Riverside Girls, joining us on our locker room chats on the MSC Sports Radio Network.